B'chol yom makriv pras shacharis. B'chol yom hayisadaka v'hayom daka min hadaka. So the Mishnah told us that every day the Ketoris is ground. It's daka. It's very fine. But today it's daka min hadaka. Tanu Rabbanan. So it says, V'lokach melo ha-machte g'chol yesh me'al b'zbech m'ifnei Hashem u'melo chafnav Ketoris amim daka v'hevi mi'beis la'paroches. So now the Bryce explains, Ma Talmud Lomar, what is that coming to teach us of the idea of Daka? V'halo kvar nemar, it already said by Ketoris of B'chol Yom. Remember, we're talking about, I apologize, the distinction between Yom HaKippurim and B'chol Yom. So the Pasuk had already told us by B'chol Yom, it had already said, V'shochakda mimena hadek. Hadek is like Lashon Dak, to make it very thin or very fine. So the Gemara wants to know, what is it coming to teach us? Ella lahavi daka min hadaka. And so therefore, that's how we get this idea, this extra azhara, this extra admonishment, warning of on Yom HaKippurim, it has to be daka min hadaka, extremely fine. B'chol yom, kohanim olin b'mizracho shel kevesh. This is what we were talking about a little bit yesterday, that the kohanim, when they walk up the plank, the ramp to the base to the mizbeach achitzon, they go up the right side. Mishnah told us though, but on Yom HaKippurim, and we mentioned Rashi yesterday. Rashi said the Kohen Gadol is like a ben bias. He's like, as we said, a little more hamish, a little more comfortable, a little friendly, less formal, if you will, and therefore he's allowed to go up the middle. Okay, that's what Rashi said. He said he's like a ben bias. That was his lashon on the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, De Amar Mar Kol Pinos She'ata Pone. Lo yu ela derech yamin lemizrach. So whenever you're turning, you're going up things, it's Chazal have this rule, should always go from Mizrach, from the right side. And so therefore the Kevesh was in the southern part of the Mizbeach. So therefore when you're going up the Kevesh, your face is to the north and Mizrach is on your right side. Okay, mm-hmm. And that's why the Kohanim would enter up the right side, and Rashi said that they didn't want to pass over it. Not exactly like passing over a mitzvah, but I guess it's just not nice to pass over, and therefore they would always go on the right side. Okay? Right, and if they would go in the middle, it would be considered a little bit of a chutzpah or a traversing the kevesh shelo letzorech. Okay, good. V'hayom ole be'emtza v'yorei be'emtza. The Mishnah continued, but again, like we just said, that the Kohen Gadol, though, today's a special day. He could go in the middle and come down in the middle, which is very unusual. My taima, mishum kvodo de Kohen Gadol. We should show that he's special. He's our shaliach, the shaliach of Klal Yisrael, and therefore he's allowed to go how he wishes. It says Rashi, mishum kvodo laharos chashivuso shehu. Same phrase. See that shehu kiben bias umakif letzorach v'shelo letzorach. He can walk however he wants, right? You know, there's different rules for a ben bias. You know, when you're the son of the great person, it's okay. You know, the rules don't apply to you as much because you're a son. It's a different relationship. B'chol yom kohen gadol mikadesh yodav raglov min akiyur. My taima. But this time the Mishnah continued, he would use this golden pitcher, this golden vessel, which was very special. So the Gemara wants to know why the golden vessel? My time, mishum kvodu shel kohen gadol. Again, the honor of the kohen gadol. He should use something special. He shouldn't have to, you know, use the key, or I guess that all the other kohanim are using. So therefore, he gets his own thing, his own washing station. B'chol yom hayusham arba marachos. Every day there were four fires. V'hayom chamesh divrei Rabbi Meir. Okay. So now the Gemara is going to say, the different jobs of each fire, etc. Let's see if there's a machlokas here. Okay. So Tana Rabbanan. B'chol yom hayushtayim marachos. On the Mizbeach Achitzon, there were two fires. Okay. V'hayom shaloshim. Today, on Yom HaKippurim, there was three. Achas maracha gedola. The Maracha Gedola is the big fire. That's where they bring the limbs and they bring all the korbanos. Achas Maracha Shnia Shel Ketores. So from there, they would take the hot coals and use that for the Avodas HaKetores, which is done on the Mizbeach HaPnimi in the Heichal. Remember, on Yom HaKippurim, there's a second Avodas HaKetores, which is done lifnai v'lifnim in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Right now we're talking about the Ketores, the regular Ketores, which is done in the Heichal, okay? So the second fire and wood ensemble would be for the that Ketores, which is the Mizbech HaPnimi, which is done twice a day. And then the third fire, v'achas mosifin bo bayom. They would add a third fire that the Kohen Gadol would take coals for his special, specific Yom HaKippurim, Kodesh HaKadoshim Avoda of Ketores. Okay? Which only happens once. Fine. Divrei Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yozi Omer, Bechol Yom Shalosh. No, actually, every day there were three. V'hayom Arba, Achas Shel Maracha Gedola. So that's the same. V'achas Maracha Shnia Shel Ketores. And that's also the same. So there, Rebbe Yozi is agreeing with Rebbe Yehuda for the first two fires. Where's the Machlokas? Where's the distinction? V'achas Shel Kiyum Ha'esh. There was a special Maracha for Kiyum Ha'esh, meaning that in order to make sure that the other fire, the Maracha Gedola, was going to continuously burn. Because we're going to talk about the idea of Eish Tukar Ala Mizbeach Tamid. We're going to see that there's an idea that the Torah tells us that the fire must be constantly burning. Hence why in shuls we have a Ner Tamid. Take a look. Ner Tamid is it's Me'ain, like that fire that never goes out of a Beis HaMikdash. Many shuls for that reason, you know, when they shut their lights off, there's always one light still on. Seen that in shuls, right? You know, there's always like they just trip the switches that they always leave one light on. Some type of light always going on in shul, this idea of tamid, tukar al mizbeach, and a shul is a little bit like a mizbeach, you know, for serving a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Okay? So that's where we get that idea. So anyways, v'achas shel kiyum ha'esh, I apologize. V'achas shel mosifin bo bayom. Again, the idea of mosifin bo bayom, everybody agrees, the Kohen Gadol needs a special fire on Yom HaKippurim for his special Avodas HaKetores. Let me just announce one more time. We're on Daf Mem Hei 45, about midway down. Rebbe Omer, B'chol Yom Arba V'Hayom Chamesh, Achas Shel Maracha Gedola, Achas Shel Maracha Shnia Shel Ketores. Both of those are the same. Achas Shel Kiyum Ha'esh, that's agreeing with the idea of enduring and establishing the fire. V'Achas Le'evarim Updarim. This is for the fats that were born from the korbanos from the day before. Shalonis achlu mi ba'erev, which have not been burned throughout the entire night. They were waiting on the Rosh HaMizbeach, and therefore they're not yet pusel, because since they were, I guess, attached to the Mizbeach and were waiting, therefore they're not considered lina. Lina is like waiting over. Halana would be the idea of you're not allowed to wait over a certain korbanos, like they say, like you have to eat it by a certain time. So if you pass over that time, you're in trouble. But here, this is okay. I guess they had a backlog in the burning, and since it was on the Mizbeach, it's okay. So there was another fire to get rid of those extra fats. And the fifth fire was for the fire of the Ketores, of the Kohen Gadol. Okay, so what do you see from here? So, the Kule Alma Mihas Tarte Islahu. Everybody agrees that there's at least two. Minalan Amarkra Hi Ha'ola Al Mokada Al Hamizbeach Kol Halayla. So the Gemara says, Mokada Zu Maracha Gedola. This refers to the big fire, which is usually used for the Korbanos. Mokad, the Gemara says, is like a medurah, you know, a medurah seitzim, a fire. And continuing the pasuk, ve'esh hamizbeach tukad bo. So the Gemara says tukad, right? This is referring to zumaracha shnia shel ketores. This is the regular fire of the regular everyday ketores, which is done in the heichal. Okay, ve'Rebbe Yosi kiyum ha'esh minale. Now the question is, Rebbe Yossi said, no, it's three, and he had this idea of kiyum ha'esh. There has to be a fire always to, you know, make sure that the other fire is enduring and lasting. So where does he learn that out from? So the Gemara says, nafkalei v'ha'esh ala mizbeach tukad bo lo sichbe. Famous pasuk, that the fire of the mizbeach is always burning, lo sichbe, it should never go out, it should never be extinguished. So the Gemara asks Rebbe Yehuda, what does he do with that pasuk? Rabbi Yehuda said there's only two marachos, there's only two fires. So what about this idea of tamid, right? There should always be, right? And it should always be lo sichbe. So how come you, Rabbi Yehuda, don't agree with this idea of a fire to sort of upkeep the fire? Why don't you believe in this idea of constancy? Hahu lahatsasa alisa hudasa. So the Gemara says, no, this is referring to lighting the small sticks, the little twigs. Art Scroll says twigs, that what we're saying here?
Splinters,
okay. Twigs, I think twigs are a little bit easier. So these little twigs that you use in order to light the fire, that you should not light them at the bottom of the Mizbech. We're going to talk about that in 1 second, so let's get into that. So the Gemara says, no, this pasuk is referring to lighting those little twigs that will help you start your fire. What does that mean? Ditanya Hayah Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Minayin Lahatsasa Alisa. Where do you know that it's important to light these little twigs in order to start the fires? Shelo Tehei Ela Berosho Shel Mizbech. This is the kicker. That you're supposed to light those little twigs in order to start your fire at the Rosh of the Mizbech, on top of the Mizbech. Gemara wants to know, why shouldn't you light it at the bottom of the Kevesh? Light it down and walk up and then, bing, throw it into your fire and start it like that. So the Gemara is saying, no, there's this idea, it must be lit in specifically al Rosh HaMizbech, on the top. How do we know that? Talmud Lomar, v'ha'esh al HaMizbech tukad bo. Okay, see that? As I overemphasize the word al, it should be on or on top of. So the Gemara says, you see from there the idea that it should be Berosh HaMizbech, on the top of the Mizbech. You shouldn't light it down at the bottom of the ramp and then walk up. Amar Rebbe Yossi, Minayin She'ose Merachah L'Kiyum Ha'esh, Talmud Lomar Ve'esh HaMizbech Tukad Bo. Rebbe Yossi said, where do you know this idea of a fire to make sure that the other fire is enduring? Talmud Lomar, therefore the Pasuk teaches you, Ha'esh HaMizbech Tukad Bo, and again, Lo Sechbet should not be extinguished. Okay. So now here's the question, though. This brisa just implied that Rabbi Yossi agrees with the idea of Rabbi Yehuda. Let's say that one more time. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, who are two Tanayim, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda was that there is a fire for the Kiyum Ha'esh. Okay? And Rabbi Yossi said, I'm sorry, Rabbi Yossi said that there is a fire for Kiyum Ha'esh, and Rabbi Yehuda didn't mention that. So the Gemara says that, but from that brisa, it says very clearly that Rabbi Yossi says that there's a fire from the Kiyum Ha'esh from the brisa. Okay? So therefore, he agrees with the halacha of Rabbi Yehuda that the lighting of those small little twigs should be on top of the Mizbech. It should be the Rosh HaMizbech. So now the Gemara asks, the Rabbi Yossi, Hatsasa Alisa Minale. How does he know this idea of lighting the twigs? Where does he learn it out from? Because again, remember, when the Gemara asked the Rebbe Yehuda, how do you know about the idea? What do you learn out from the pasuk of Ve'esha al Mizbech Tukad Bo Lo Sechbet? Rebbe Yehuda said, I learned from there the idea of not lighting the twigs at the bottom of the Mizbech, only light them at the top. So now the Gemara correctly asked, well, what about Rebbe Yossi? How do you know this idea of lighting the twigs on top of the Mizbech and not at the bottom of the Kevesh? So let's see what he says. Nafkale mehecha de nafkale Rabbi Shimon. He learns it out just like how Rabbi Shimon learned it out. Who's Rabbi Shimon? What are we talking about? So the Gemara says, okay, I'll tell you. D'tanya. V'nosnu b'nei Aharon ha-kohen eish ha-lemizbech v'archu eitzim ala-eish. Pasuk says that b'nei Aharon put eish on the mizbech and they set up the wood on the fire. Okay? Limeid al hatsasa alisa. This is teaching us about lighting those twigs. Shelo tehe ela bekohen kosher ubekli shares. It should only be with a kosher kohen and a kohen who's wearing a kli shares. So Rashi says, what's kli shares? Says Rashi, bilavush bigde kahuna. I just wanted to make you aware that there is a machlokas rishonim if kli shares, these ministering vessels, are bigadim, big day kahuna. The Ritva says that that's not true. He disagrees with Rashi. The Rambam is mashma. The Rambam says that all kli shares do need to be made lishma, and they have to be made l'shem, the Beis HaMikdash, and if they're not, then they're puzzle. But there is a specific machlokes if bigadim are included in that, and like I said, the Ritva says clearly not like that, but Rashi says clearly yes, kli shares are bigadim. Okay? So anyways, back to where we are. So, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Amar lo Rabbi Shimon. So now, Rabbi Yehuda had this limud from this pasuk of Vinosnu b'nei Aharon, another halacha, which was, therefore, lighting of these twigs must be done with a kohen kasher and with a kli sharis. And like we said, Rashi said that means with the begadim. Okay. So now, what about Rabbi Shimon? Because Rabbi Shimon is the one who's teaching Rabbi Yossi about the idea of lighting them al gabe hamizbeach, on the top of the mizbeach. So where's Reb Shimon? So here we go. Amar lo Rabbi Shimon. So Reb Shimon asks a kasha, quote unquote, to Rabbi Yehuda. So let's see. V'chitale al daitcha shezar karev l'gabe mizbeach. Would you ever think that a regular person would come onto the mizbeach? Of course, there's an isser. It says, "Ach el klei hakodesh ve'el hamizbeach lo yikruvu." You can't come close to such an avoda. So, therefore, why do you need to tell us that these twigs should only be done via kohen? Which means he's asking the following thing: Rabbi Yehuda has a specific limud, which says, "Lo tehe ela bekohen kasher ubechli sharis." So, what Reb Shimon's asking is, what do you need a limud for? Who in their right mind would run up there and start lighting fires if you're not a Kohen? I'm not a Kohen. I would never do such a Meshuggah thing, right? What do you need a limud? Like a limud is like we need it to tell us. We need some type of learning, concept to teach us. It should specifically be with a Kohen. Of course it's a Kohen. A Tzar can't go in there. You can't go on the Mizbeach. So he says, oh, it must be telling you something else and it must be that you're wrong. So Ella, limate al hatzas alisa. So it must be this idea that Reb Yehuda had already learned, and now I, Reb Shimon, and Reb Yossi agrees with this idea. No, it's not telling you that it must be a Kohen. Of course it must be a Kohen. Of course it must be a Kohen. What non-Kohen is going to go on top of the Mizbeach? They'd kill you, right? And literally, you, a Tzar is not allowed to go there, but I'm just saying in general, a person would never think of that. So therefore, what's it teaching you? It's teaching you the idea of lighting the twigs al gabe hamizbeach, at the top of the mizbeach, not at the bottom, and then walking up. V'Reb Yehuda. Now, why doesn't Reb Yehuda use this pasuk? Reb Yehuda used a different pasuk, and then he used this pasuk to teach us about the idea that it must be a kohen, and it has to be that this kohen is wearing a kli sharis, which, like we said, Rashi said, is the begotten. So why doesn't Reb Yehuda use this pasuk? V'Reb Yehuda imei hasam, if he would have learned it from this pasuk, which is Vayishal Mizbeach Tukad Bo Lo Sichbe Hava Amina Kai Aara. I would have thought, since the Kohen is standing on the ground and he's close to the Mizbeach, he's Samach La Mizbeach, V'Avid B'Mapucha, and he's using a Mapucha for this fire to of the twig, Kamash Malan. No, therefore, it's not okay. And therefore, it's only kosher al yedei kohen, and you must be on top of the mizbeach. Okay, but the Gemara says that the reason why Rabbi Yehuda didn't do it is because he's afraid he would have made a mistake in the limud, and therefore he used a different pasuk. Rabbi Meir, the Rabbi Meir, evarim upidarim shalonis achlu mi ba'erev minale. Now, what did Rabbi Meir say? Again, we had a bunch of opinions originally. Rabbi Meir said, Rabbi Meir Omer, right, which is a question of the gear, so was it Rebbe or Rebbe Meir? So he said that there were four. And today there were five. Maracha Gedola, Kitores, Kiyuma Eish, Evarim, Upadarim, Shlon Sachlum, Merav, Achashim, Musifim, Bobayom. Okay, there's a question in the gear here, if it's Rebbe Meir. Okay, but now the Gemara says Rebbe Meir, he said that there was four. Le'evarim, Upadarim, Shlon Sachlum, Ba'erev. Minole. What about those limbs and those fats that did not get burned up yesterday? How does he know about them? How does Rebbe Meir know that we make a maracha bifnei atzma? We make their own fire for them. Nafkale mi v'esh. V'esh. V'esh hamizbeach tukal bo. The vav. Vav is a mosif. Vav is extra. So he's doresh from the vav. Okay? V'rabbanan. Vav lo darshe. Rabbanan say, we're not dorish from a vav. The Gemara has this machlokas a lot with if you're dorish of vav or not, comes up in Bava Metzia, other mesechtas. Vav lo darshe. Rabbanan, evarm upedarm shalonis achrumi ba'erev mai ofid luhu. Okay, so the Gemara is asking, the Rabbanan never mentioned that there's a specific fire for the limbs and fats that were not burned up from the night before. So the Gemara is asking, mai ofid luhu, what do they do with them? Meaning, where are they burned? Which fire, according to you, Rabbanan, of the pre-existing fires already, are they burned on? So the Gemara says, Mahadir luhu l'maracha hagedola. Bring him back to the maracha gedola, which is for regular korbanos. Bring him to the big fire. That's what's used for most korbanos. And you'll take care of them over there. Okay? Detanya minayin le'ivarim upadarim shalonis achlu miba'erev she'sudarin algabe mizbeach. How do you know that you put the limbs and the fats that you are misadar them, you set them up on the mizbeach? Okay? Ve'im ein machzikon, and if there's not enough room, she'sudron al hakevesh, you can set them up, these limbs on the kevesh, on the ramp. Oh, algabe hasovev. The sovev is that little side, I guess, cheat area, which is about one third up of the mizbeach. It's sort of a side path going off. It's an offshoot of the kevesh. It's sort of like a roundabout way to the back of the mizbeach. Okay, going off the right and left sides of the kevesh of the ramp. So the Gemara says you could put them on the sovev. Ad sheyase maracha gedola, until there's enough room for the maracha gedola, the sudaran. So the Gemara says, Talmud lomar, v'heirim es hadeshen asher tochal ha'esh es ha'ola al ha'mizbeach, v'samo etzal ha'mizbeach. Okay, so this pasuk is talking about trumas hadeshen, but what do we see? We see the idea of al ha'mizbeach is meyusar. Okay, so of course it has to be al ha'mizbeach. So therefore, you see, Al Mizbeach comes to teach you that you have this idea of putting these Evarim of the Korbanos on the Maracha of the Mizbeach, and therefore, if they haven't finished, it's okay if they wait over there. So this was just to give support to the idea of you can bring them back to the Maracha Gedola. This Brisa is supporting that. The Rebbe Meir. Now, according to Rebbe Meir, what does he do with this? Ikule ola atamachzir. You can return a korban, which is an ola. The iatamachzir ikule kitores. Okay? You can't bring that back to the Maracha Gedola and do it then. Tani Rebbe Chananya bar manyumi. Bidvei Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov. So Rebbe Chananya bar manyumi taught in the yeshiva of Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov. Asher tochal ha'esh es ha'ola al ha'mizbeach. So what does it mean, asher, that the fire will eat up the ola which is on the mizbeach? Ikule ola atamachzir. You could bring the leftovers of an ola, a korban ola, onto the mizbeach achitzon. V'i atamachzir ikule ketores. Because the pasuk specifically said, es ha'ola al ha'mizbeach, that means you could bring it back to the mizbeach if need be. Okay? So now the Gemara says like this. Everybody seems to agree that there is a mosifin bo bayom. There is a fire added for Yom HaKippurim. The kule alma mihas, mosifin bo bayom. So we had what? We had four or five opinions. Rav Yehuda, Rav Yossi, Rabbi Meir, one or so other opinions. But everybody said, mosifin bo bayom. It's from the Mishnah. So they all agree with that. So the Gemara wants to know, good, the idea that everybody agrees to, minaluhu. How do we know? How do we know that you should make an extra fire for bo bayo? Why can't, I don't know, okay, the Kohen Gadol has an extra vote of ketores, but why can't he use the coals for the regular ketores, the regular mizbeach achitzon ketores fire, and he'll use that for the lifnai of lifnim also. So the Gemara says, nafkaluhu. So nafkaluhu me vehaesh ala mizbeach tukad bo. Okay? Now it's v'ha'esh. So now the Gemara is going to say this. V'afilu l'man da'amar d'lo darish vav. And even like that Tana who said before, vav lo darshe. They're not darish the vav, and that was the Rabbana. So says the Gemara, but when you have a vav and a hey darish, right? Like for example, let me just give you guys an example. Yom ha-shishi. Ha-shishi. Instead of yom shishi, right? We're Doresh the Hay, right? That's in Bereshis. It's pretty easy for all of us. We don't have to be such erudite scholars. Yom HaShishi, right? So Vav, the Vav is always also a connector. The Vav is Mosif Alinyon Harishon. So when you use those two things together, you have to be Doresh that, right? Meaning when you have Vav and Hay together, it's like, as Rashi would say, Ein HaMikra Zeh Omer Ela Darsheni, right? You know, Rashi says, this pasuk is screaming out to me, explain. So therefore says the Gemara, everybody would agree here, the Vav and the Hay. Okay, so now here we go. So now, so now, So now the Gemara says the following. Okay. Eish tamid tukar al mizbech lo sichbe. So the Gemara says, Lamayasa. What is this pasuk? This famous pasuk, we quote it a lot. Some shuls have it written on their Aron Kodesh. Okay, just wanted to check. Usually the more common is Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Tamid, like our shul, just to be clear. But some shuls do use Eish tamid. This idea that there should be a constant fire burning. So what does it come to teach us? Lamayasa. Mibayale likiditanya. This comes to teach you that the fire for the ketores, which is done in the heichal, okay, the ketores, which is done twice a day, morning and afternoon, so that fire should specifically be on the mizbeach hachitzon, okay? So now the Gemara continues. And again, the idea of tukad bo, like it should be burning, so that parsha in the Torah, which we'll talk about more, is specifically talking about the Mizbeach. And obviously, whenever we're referring to, we're talking about the Mizbeach HaChitzon. So now the Gemara continues. Eish, machteh, uminore minayin. So where do you know that the fire that's used for the machteh, okay, for the shovel that you're using to be machtir the ketores in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and what about the fire for the menorah? Where do you know that you take that from the Mizbech HaChitzon and not from the Mizbech HaPnimi? Meaning, how do we know? Maybe you should take that fire from the Mizbech HaPnimi. Because again, remember, we're even saying that this extra fire that everybody agrees to, that every Tana agrees to, that should be Mosif and Bo Bayom, is also on the Mizbech HaChitzon. The fire is out here, and the Kohen Gadol uses that fire. He gets the coals from here and walks in lifnai v'lifnim with that fire. Okay? So the Gemara says, how do we know that? Let's see. So now, v'dinhu. V'dinhu means we're going to use a mamatzinu. Mamatzinu is like you find something over there, and the parshas, the ideas in the Torah are connected. We could say, just like it applies there, so too we can apply it here. That's called a mamatzinu, which means like just like you find. So dinhu. Nemra Eish Biktores. So it says the word Eish by Ktores of Bechol Yom, as it says in the Pasuk, I'll read it to you. Vehiktir Pasuk and Shmos. Vehiktir Alov Aaron Ktores Samim Baboker Baboker. Behetivu Es Haneros Yakti Rena. And again, Ktores has to be done with Eish. Venemra Eish Bimachte. And it says Eish by the Machte of Yom HaKippurim. Velokach Milo HaMachte. Take a full shovel, gachale eish me'al ha-mizbeach, burning hot coals from the mizbeach, milifnei Hashem. Okay? And also, uminora, it says laha'alos ner tamid. So ner is eish, right? Fire, right? Correct? So it says eish by all of them. Ma lehalan, just like for the eish ha-ketores, the place is al-mizbeach ha-chitzon, afkan al-mizbeach ha-chitzon. Just like by Ketores, we find that it's the Mizbech HaChitzon, so too we can apply then to the other fire for Yom HaKippurim and the Eish of the Menorah. It must be from the Mizbech HaChitzon. Okay? So let's see if that holds. It's not going to hold, but let's see. So, O Kalach L'derech Zu. So now the Gemara says, well, maybe you'll go a different way. You'll say, no, use the Mamatzinu to learn out the opposite, that it should come from the Mizbech HaPnimi, which is in the Heichal. Says the Gemara, Nemra Eish b'Ketores. It says Eish by Ketores of Bechol Yom, v'Nemra Eish b'Machteh u'Menorah. And it says Eish also by the Machteh, right, for the avoda of the Ketores of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, and also for the Menorah. So Ma l'Halan b'Samachlo. So now we're going to use a Mamatzinu differently. We're going to say just like of the Ketores of every day, the makum of the gecholim is b'samachlo, that you're makter the ketores on the mizbeach hapanimi, which is inside the heichal, and that's very close to the mizbeach hachitzon. All the kohen gadol does is he walks a few feet from the top of the mizbeach hachitzon up through the area of beinu ulam v'la mizbeach and goes into the heichal. That's all he does. Af, okay, af. So therefore, the eish that's needed for the machte and the menorah. Now again, where are those avodas done? They're done in the heichal and lifnai v'lifnim. What's inside there? Mizbech ha-pnimi. So therefore, it should be besamachlo, that which is closer. So the Gemara is saying, why don't we use the fire that is closer, which is mizbech hapnimi, not mizbech hachitza. So now the Gemara says, no, I'll strike this quote-unquote hypothetical mamatzinu away. We will strike this down. Talmud lomar, eish tamid, tukar al mizbech lo sechbe. So the Gemara says, what eish tamid is this? What constant fire is it? Eish tamid sha'amarti lecha, lo tehe ela berosho shel mizbech hachitza. So the Gemara says, no, we have a way to knock off the idea of thinking that we can learn that the fire should be from the Mizbech HaPnimi, and therefore the Eish Tamid that we're always talking about, and this is the Eish HaMenorah Laha'alos Ner Tamid, okay, keyword emphasis added, the idea of Tamid is always going to be from the Mizbech HaChitzo. So the Gemara says, fine, okay, so that's half the battle. Okay, Lamadnu Eish LaMenorah Eish LaMachte Minayin. Okay. So you got it from Laha'alos Ner Tamid. Ner is fire. It doesn't say the word Eish, but we know that Ner is Eish. It's the same thing. So you got it for the menorah. What about the machte? What about the shovel of the Kohen Gadol? We didn't see a specific pasuk that says fire there. So let's see. Vidinhu. Another mamatzinu. Nemra Eish b'machte. It says Eish by the shovel of the Kohen Gadol. What does it say on Yom HaKippurim? Right, v'lokach meloha machte gachale eish, burning hot, you know, searing hot coals. V'nemra eish b'menorah la'alos ner tamid. Ma'alo holon al gavim mizbech hachitzon. Let's try another way. Nemra Eish b'ketores. It says Eish for the ketores of every single day. Yak tirena. V'nemra Eish b'machte. Ma laholan b'samachlo, afkan b'samachlo. No, maybe it should be from the Mizbech HaPnimi. Just like the Gemara tried to attack before. Let's try to attack this one. Says the Gemara Talmud Lomar. No. V'lokach milo hamachte. Gachali Eish me'al ha-Mizbech milifnei Hashem. It says me'al ha-mizbeach. So which mizbeach? Which one? Chitzon or pnimi? So the Gemara says not from the whole thing. Ela me'oso chelek shu lifnei Hashem, and that is the one that's closer to the heichal. And therefore, you should learn that the kavanah of the pasuk is for the mizbeach chitzon. Why? The Gemara makes a drasha now. Ezo mizbeach shemiktsaso lifnei Hashem ve'ein kulo lifnei Hashem. Have Omer Mizbech Achitzon. So one more time, just to say that again. So the Gemara says, it sounded like what it says was like this, meaning the Talmud Lomar almost sounded bad. The Talmud Lomar said, V'lokach melo hamachte, take a full shovel, gachali eish me'al mizbech milifnei Hashem, from before Kodesh Baruch Hu. But the Gemara distinguishes, and Rashi explains here, that there's a distinction. The Mizbech HaPnimi is kulo lifnei Hashem. Because why? Because it's in the Heichal. It's a very intimate situation. You know, only the Kohen Gadol is going around there, right? So that's completely lifnei Hashem. So Rashi explains that the Mizbech HaChitzon is a little bit different. Mizbech HaChitzon is more of an open area, regular Kohanim go there. So it's sort of quasi lifnei Hashem, quasi not. I like that idea because it shows that Klal Yisrael is very involved in like the Mizbech HaChitzon. I see an idea here, like almost like in Machshava, that the Mizbech HaPnimi is cool lifnei Hashem, that's Kohen Gadol. But we, Klal Yisrael, we're still involved in the Mizbech HaChitzon, we're sort of outsiders, so therefore it's quasi lifnei Hashem and quasi not. The other part is Klal Yisrael being there. Let's just see Rashi there. Says Rashi, Havi Ezu Mizbech Shemekzos lifnei Hashem ve'inu kul lifnei Hashem. So you see the whole thing is not lifnei Hashem. Remember, because the Mizbech HaChitzon is on the outside, it's on the outside of the Heichal. It's before the Beina Ulam, the Lam Mizbech. Ezu Mizbech, Sheyesh Lechalik Bo, Ma Mimenu Lifnei Hashem, Shehuskak HaKasid Lomar Lifnei Hashem, Have Omer, Ze Mizbech HaChitzon, says Rashi, De Ilu Pinimi Kulo Lifnei Hashem. That's the idea I was trying to tell you. Mizbech HaPnimi is intimate. That's Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol and a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's all it is. So that is completely Lifnei Hashem. Mizbech HaChitzon is sort of this quasi because we, Klal Yisrael, are involved in it. Okay? Let's go a little bit further. V'itzderech lemichtav. Me'al HaMizbech. So the Gemara wants to know, why does it need to say Me'al HaMizbech and Milifnei Hashem? On the Mizbech and before Hashem. Why both? It's a little bit meyuser. So the Gemara says, if we would have written one, we would have made a mistake. Ve'itzterech lemichtav Me'al HaMizbech, ve'itzterech lemichtav Milifnei Hashem. We needed to write Me'al HaMizbech and we needed to write Milifnei Hashem. Why? De'i kosev rachmana Me'al HaMizbech. Let's say that the Torah would have written only that the fire should be al hamizbeach and not lifnei Hashem. Hava amina my mizbeach. I would have thought, what's mizbeach? Mizbeach pnimi, which is a big no-no. That's what we were just discussing for the last daf, that it can't be. It has to be from the chitzon. So therefore, says the Torah, kasav rachmana milifnei Hashem. And it told us that it must be the milifnei Hashem that we're talking about, which is the chitzon. V'i kasav rachmana milifnei Hashem, and if it would have written only milifnei Hashem, and it would not have said me'al hamizbeach, hava amina dafka milifnei Hashem. Okay, I would have said that the part of the mizbeach that's closer to the heichal, that's the most lifnei Hashem, right? It's the closest to the heichal, that intimate relationship between Hashem and HaKodesh, Hashem and Kohen Gadol, but that's not exactly where it's supposed to be. So says the Gemara, aval mehai gisa, but from the other side, umehai gisa, and the opening of the other Pesach, emelo, I would have said that you cannot do the Ketores over there, because they're not considered milifnei Hashem, they're not considered literally before HaKodesh Baruch Hu's present. So tzricha, therefore we needed both, me'al mizbeach and lifnei Hashem. We'll stop there, have a good day everyone. 5 minutes early.
Yeah, it's right here. That's the end of the job.
Yeah, it is there.
That's the end of the job.
Yeah, okay.
All right, so make sure.
No, he wouldn't.
Yeah.